From Tidbits on April 30th, 2012, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. Microsoft Office for Mac 2011 14.2.1. Microsoft has released Office for Mac 2011 14.2.1, a redo of its recently released Service Pack 2. That includes all the same improvements and tweaks of the previous version. According to the Office for Mac blog, the 14.2.0 update was pulled because of, quote, issues that affected a small percentage of users, unquote. Many of those issues, centered largely on a variety of problems with Outlook as well as crashes with Word and Excel, are detailed in this form at Macintouch. For the meantime, we recommend caution in applying this update. PairNote 3.0. Useful Fruit Software has released PairNote 3, a major update to the company's multimedia note-taking application. While it drops support for macOS 10.5 Leopard, the new release adds support for autosave and versions in 10.7 Lion, as well as full-screen mode. PairNote 3 also adds 720p HD video recording capabilities in Lion, assuming a compatible video camera. It now integrates with eCam's call recorder for Skype app, enabling you to synchronize your note-taking with the recorded Skype call's timeline. Finally, the companion PairNote for iPad app has also been updated to version 1.0.4, offering additional compatibility with PairNote 3 and updating to Retina Display Savvy graphics. Carbon Copy Cloner 3.4.5. Bombitch Software has released Carbon Copy Cloner 3.4.5, addressing a variety of issues. The popular donationware disk cloning and backup utility migrates entries in its private keychain to a new keychain that complies with a gatekeeper security feature in OS X 10.8 Mountain Lion. Should a system dialog ask you to grant access to a keychain item, be sure to click Allow. The update also reverts to running a scheduled task automatically upon waking your Mac if the task's runtime occurred during sleep, which was built into the app in versions before 3.4.4. But you can contact the Bombitch Software Help Desk for guidance on a hidden setting that automatically skips tasks missed during sleep. Other fixes include more consistent growl notifications in 10.7 Lion, ensuring the last choice in the preset configurations menu is retained, and correctly rescheduling tasks if you're to run weekly or monthly. Send to Kindle for Mac 1.0. Amazon has released Send to Kindle for Mac 1.0, which enables you to transfer documents and images to your Kindle Reader or Kindle app on your iPad, iPhone, or iPod Touch. The Send to Kindle app offers three ways to transfer files: drag and drop onto the app's dock icon or main window, select one or more files in the Finder and choose Services, Send to Kindle from the contextual menu, or choose the Send to Kindle virtual printer when printing from any Mac app to send a PDF. You can send only a limited selection of file types, including PDF, Microsoft Word, .doc and .docx, text documents in .txt and .rtf, and the usual grab bag of image files. For a complete rundown, see Amazon's help pages. Additionally, Atomix notes that it quietly supports MobiPocket ebook files as well, but EPUB is not supported at all. Document files are sent to your Kindle over Wi-Fi, although you can choose to use Amazon's WhisperNet service for a fee of 15 cents per megabyte within the United States, 99 cents per megabyte when traveling internationally. The Send to Kindle app is also available in a Windows version. Firefox 12.0. If you've just restarted Firefox on your Mac, you may have noticed the web browser has updated itself to the new version 12 without any action on your part. This automatic update has been commonplace for Firefox on the Mac since the introduction of version 4. Remember that Mozilla now increments Firefox's major version number for every bug fix release, so version 12 would be roughly 4.8 in a sensible system. But Windows users had to hurdle the user access control prompt in order to give Firefox elevated file system privileges for installation of any new update, at least according to Ars Technica. Firefox 12 adds the silent update capability for Windows users, though an initial UAC approval is still required. Meanwhile, back to what you likely care about, the Mac version of the Firefox 12 update gains little, most notably centered on search results from Find and Page and security fixes. It also now downloads URLs pasted into the Download Manager window. Mozilla touts 85 improvements to Firefox's developer tools, including the addition of Find and Jump to Line commands in the Scratchpad, and taking away the requirement to reload a page to view messages in the web console. PDF Pen and PDF Pen Pro 5.8. Smile has updated both PDF Pen and PDF Pen Pro to version 5.8, which brings support for iCloud folders to the PDF manipulation applications. While support for accessing PDF files in iCloud was added previously, this update improves sharing of iCloud folders between the Mac app and PDF Pen for iPad, now updated to version 1.1. You can now create new folders, rename folders, and move documents via drag and drop. The update also fixes some OCR issues, drops support for 32-bit Intel processors, and offers other unnamed minor fixes and improvements. Smiles also updated the PDF Pen Cloud Access Mac utility to version 1.1, available from the Mac App Store for 99 cents. It's required for cloud access for those who purchase either PDF Pen or PDF Pen Pro directly from Smile instead of through the Mac App Store, since only applications through the Mac App Store can tie into iCloud. In addition to improved iCloud folder management, PDF Pen for iPad 1.1 has been optimized for the Retina display and enables page rotation. It's available from the Mac app, from the App Store for an introductory price of $9.99 through until May 1st, 2012, after which the price increases to $14.99. Buckle 1.0.5. Taking a brief break from his Keyboard Maestro development, Peter Lewis of Stairway Software has pushed out a minor 1.0.5 update to Buckle, the EPUB reader he developed in collaboration with us. The changes include a first stab at full control over EPUB display, as evidenced by the addition of 20-pixel margins on the left and right sides of the text, one of our most requested tweaks. We're hoping to use this capability to give readers greater control over book display. Also new is the addition of Command-Delete as a keyboard shortcut for Delete Book, and Command-Option-Delete to delete the current book without a confirmation prompt. Alas, Peter forgot to update the version number and date in the About box, so if you need to verify that you have 1.0.5, select the app in the Finder, press Command-I, and look in the Get Info window. The update is available via the App Store app. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, Noteboom Productions, Global Delight, Doxy, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for listening.